Hello and welcome to this week's podcast with me, Susan Dennehy. This week we're taking a look at pay forecasts for the next year. With me to discuss what level of pay awards organisations are planning for 2017 is Expert HR's Managing Editor for Pay and HR Practice, Sheila Atwood. Sheila, should we start with a bit of background? What level of pay awards been over the past year?
So in businesses across the economy, the median pay award has actually just been 2% for the past year.
And this is all based on Expert HR data?
That's right, yes. So every year, Expert HR researchers go out and collect information from organisations on the value of their annual pay review. And we put them in rank order. Take the middle one, the median, that's our headline figure, the 2% I've mentioned. So altogether, we have, say, around 1,600 pay award details every year from which our results are produced.
So back to the 2% pay award, was the picture the same as it has been across all organisations in all sectors?
Well, you're right there to raise the differences by sector, because there's certainly a story here. Listeners may be aware of the current government policy where they limit pay increases to 1%. So unsurprisingly, that is the figure we've recorded for pay awards in the public sector over the past year.
OK, well, that's the public sector. What about the private sector?
Well, our headline figure for the private sector is 2%, like the whole economy figure. We can break that down a little bit further, if you like, to manufacturing and then private sector services. But again, the results are the same, 2% increases in both arms of the private sector.
And finally on this, what about particular industries?
Well, there's a little bit of variation around the 2% here. Construction industry tops our table. They had a median pay award of 2.5%. At the other end of the scale, we have the not-for-profit sector, where pay rises were just 1% over the past year. But actually, most other sectors had a 2% pay increase.
So let's look ahead now. What does the next year hold in terms of pay rises?
Well, the good news is that actually most employers are planning to increase their pay at the next review. Around 80% said their pay review would result in a pay rise, and just around 1 in 10 thought they would freeze pay levels.
And how does this compare with what we've seen over the past year?
Well, pay awards are subdued at this 2% figure at present, and our results suggest that this is going to continue. When we asked employers how their next pay review might compare with the previous one, only around a fifth said they're going to pay a higher award next year, and the majority, around 6 in 10, they're going to be at the same level.
So we're looking at pay awards at that magic figure again, that 2% next year that we've seen over the last few years, is that right?
That's right. So this is a forecast for private sector pay awards over the coming year, and our figure is 2%. In fact, around a third of pay awards are expected to be at this level, so it's a really popular benchmark figure.
And like we've seen over the past year, are there any notable differences by industry?
There's a few, yes. Many industries are looking at another year of pay awards at this 2% median, but there are some discrepancies here. The construction sector, they're predicting the highest pay awards of around 3%, while the not-for-profit sector respondents, they're looking to get pay awards up to around 1.5%.
So a slight increase there at 1.5%. And employees also look at your figures. How does that stack up for employees?
Well, the key benchmark for employees is how this movement in pay compares to inflation. Past couple of years, we have been seeing a real terms increase in pay. So that is, inflation is increasing at a slower rate than their pay awards.
Inflation's been at a record low, hasn't it? But it's starting to rise.
That's right, yes. So on the latest data, RPI inflation is at 2%. So that's the same as our pay award forecast and our measure of the pay awards at the current time. So inflation is forecast to continue rising from this figure. So there's actually a really good chance that employees are going to see prices rising quicker than their pay.
So those pay rises are going to be eroded fairly quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
And for employers, what's driving them towards that 2% pay award?
Well, there's a number of conflicting pressures here that's keeping this figure fairly subdued. So say on the one hand, we have slow economic growth that's holding some businesses back, and there's ongoing uncertainty in this area, particularly in light of the Brexit vote. So that makes forward planning fairly difficult. But for many organisations, as we've seen, that doesn't mean they're going to freeze pay rates. It just means remaining cautious, hence this, you know, figure of only 2%. And they've also got pressures from the labour market to consider. What employers are telling us is that it's the recruitment and retention of specific roles, for example, technical and professional ones, that they're having to deal with. So in many cases, they're addressing these through one-off salary increases or higher starting salaries in order to secure the staff they need, rather than raising the pay of everybody in the business.
So it's key employees and all the organisations are competing for those staff.
Yes, and for this reason, we see businesses will be keeping an eye on market rates. So comparing their pay rates with others in the industry or in the same locality, making sure they're keeping up with the market on those pay rates. And that's going to be key in making sure that they can recruit and retain these staff that they need.
And what else can employers be doing to engage staff?
Well, when pay awards are relatively low, employers do need to look at other areas of the reward package and ensure they're keeping up with their employees' expectations. So many have told us that they're going to be looking at their benefits package this year, so trying to meet their employees' needs, but also some of them are going to be looking to save costs in this process. Employers can also focus on non-cash areas of reward, so perhaps looking at employee engagement programs as well.
And we've seen the introduction of the new living wage over the past few months. Has that impacted at all on pay awards?
Well, that's a good point. So when it was introduced at £7.20 an hour from April this year, the national living wage represented a 7.5% increase for eligible employees from the national minimum wage level. So that's quite a jump for many employers to make.
And has that had an impact on pay settlements?
Not overall, because in some cases it's only been applied to those employees who are aged 25 and over. So that doesn't always come out in our figures. Quite a few employers have extended this rate to younger employees, and that will have quite an impact on their overall pay bill. And we do have also several examples where employers have had to freeze the pay rates of other employees in order to pay for this increase.
And what might we expect then going forward?
Well, the Low Pay Commission, which is the body that recommends the minimum wage rates, is due to report to the government by the end of October. So we expect to hear within the next few weeks at what level the national living wage and the national minimum wage will increase to from April 2017. Of course, keep an eye out on Expert HR as we will report these as soon as they are announced.
Thank you very much for that, Sheila. And you can find more information in our survey on pay forecasts in the survey analysis tool and search all the data on Expert HR benchmarking. That brings us to the end of this week's podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Susan Dennehy. We're back again next Friday, but until then, it's goodbye from us.